Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Well, just by happenstance, I'm following a pattern I don't usually follow, if only two episodes in a row is a pattern, I suppose. The last episode, Footprints on the Moon, looked at footprints on the moon versus Neil Armstrong's boots as really just a way to make a point about the approach you take and should unapologetically take when facts don't match up, when facts imply something different than what we thought we knew. That wasn't the point of it, the details. The point was that approach to unapologetically go, whoa, what's going on here? Well, by happenstance, I now have another episode on space exploration and the like. So I've always liked Coast to Coast AM and liked those subjects. It's just organically, as the Scales of Truth has developed, I have not tended to cover those. Coast to Coast AM, among other things, but was one of my major influences on wanting to be a broadcast major back in college after I was in the service. So this one, someone sends me a video, a Telegram video, and I went, I got to confirm this. I mean, I wouldn't have to. It's just that I may just put it in my brain and go, that could be true. I wonder if it's true. But since I did confirm it, I needed to share it. This is too good. So a video on Telegram, I couldn't tell you exactly where it is, but I'll give you the points of it, and then you'll get to confirm what I confirmed. And it's about whether or not there's Mars rover site, a project site in the middle of Greenland. In the middle of desolate Greenland, where the land looks surprisingly like, short the red hue, Mars, and what we allegedly see in the Mars rover photos. And it's like, and look over here, you even see people around. And look, it looks like it's a NASA symbol right here in the middle of Greenland. And the answer is, it's absolutely true. I looked it up. So I found this off a Telegram video called, I don't know if it's called this, but it was Mars, Would They Lie, t.me/endilluminati. Someone forwarded it to me. And the idea was, he looked on Google Earth out in the middle of Greenland, and he went, this is weird. And why is this all white? And nothing else is totally all white in the northern atmosphere. Why do they call this all white? And then he looks, and he finds some sites. And so I went, well, I should probably be able to find this on Google Earth. And I could. So what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to tell you specifics, is that there are sites in the middle of desolate Greenland that have NASA vehicles. It's clearly a NASA and Canada Space Agency site, if you will, a project site of some kind. And that separately, there are photos of a rover in the middle of desolate Greenland. Now, what we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you the exact coordinates, is that they've got panoramic images embedded onto Google Earth in these approximate coordinates that I'm going to give you. One is a panoramic image of only the rover site. In the middle of what that, not the middle, but in that panoramic image, you can see the rover. When you zoom in, you can see, you can make out, though you can't quite read it, the resolution's not that good. That sure looks like that probably says NASA. And then right over in the area just to the right, you see a ridge, and there's the people looking at it. And you notice just how much that panorama, the general landscape, looks like, quote, Mars. Again, short the red hue. Now, on the map, then, just a little south of there and slightly east, you'll see something called Arctic Camp. And the first one is called, the panoramic view is called, well, I'll tell you, but it also implies Mars. But on both of these, in the Arctic Camp, you see a straight camp, and you see literally Humvees. There's a small Google Street View, you know, track, you know, where if you're on a Google Street View, you can see the 360. And if you grab your little guy and drop him into Google Street View, you'll see where the streets are. You'll see both the panoramic view of the camp called Arctic Camp, and you will see a short, I don't know whether it's a couple hundred feet, 50 feet, whatever, Google Street View track. And you can follow it too, and then do your 360 all the way around at any given point there where it captured it. And you can see the tents, the Humvees that say NASA and say, you know, CSA, presumably Canadian Space Agency and the like. And so to that end, then, let me share some of this information with you. What you do is, if you go to Google Earth, let me zoom out here, and then you go to approximately, I'm going to give you the kind of right in between the two panoramic views. One is called Roving the Arctic. I don't know why they misspelled it, but they accidentally did. One is called Arctic Camp. Right in between, there's a riverbed, and it is nicely separated by land feature so that where they put the rover roving the Arctic, you could not see the base camp. There's a nice land feature in between them. Interesting, convenient. You can also see that over by the Arctic camp, there are plenty of different roadways that you can see, but there are no roadways over to where they did the rover. Why? Why? I mean, wouldn't you have the four-wheeler, you know, tracks over to where the rover is if you weren't trying to lie about anything? Again, maybe this means nothing, but it's interesting because remember, there's billions to be wasted on these types of projects. So would somebody go for the idea that, why would you need to take the rover, which is a wheeled vehicle, into desolate Greenland? Isn't it just to test to see if it works? Why would you need to take it to Greenland?
Because it's cold there, so therefore we need $5 million to go test the rover in Greenland, which is closer to the Mars.
Not even close to Mars, dude.
Yeah, but it's desolate like Mars. We need cold.
Isn't this a partnership with the Canadian Space Agency? Isn't Canada, 7 months of the year, the definition of cold and desolate? I mean, there are some magnificent cities in Canada. So for my Canadian listeners, I get it. It's a beautiful country. There's metropolitan areas that put most of American cities to shame, Toronto, Vancouver, and the like. But I mean, honestly, let's, you know, the 90% of the land area is desolate. And some good part of the year, considering it goes basically to the Arctic, it is also very effing cold. So while it could be just irrational,
hey, we could go waste a lot of money. Guys, why don't we just say we got to go all the way to Greenland and do this, and then we'll make a giant grant for it and use all this funding.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess that's a possible rationale for it. But why otherwise would you need to go to Greenland? All you got to do is see. I don't know if you've heard about wheels, but see, they're a pretty important invention in the history of the Earth. So as long as you're drive engine works on the wheels, and you test it in approximately the same type of slopes, and then understand whether or not the instrumentation works, Greenland versus Canada does not make a lot of sense. So anyway, I digress. Now, the closest, I'm going to put the little hand, if you will, on the Google map, kind of halfway in between these two camps, these two panoramic views, rather. And so here are the coordinates. The first is north and west. So 75 degrees, 26 minutes, and 2.32 seconds north. That's 75, 26, 2.32. And also then west, this is going to be the west coordinate, 89 degrees, 51 minutes, 54.79 seconds. Now that's kind of halfway in between. That's almost at the riverbed that separates these two. I don't see a legend here. I don't do Google that much to understand how to do the old path name. Actually, I might have it right here, show ruler. Yeah, we can try that. Measure the distance. Let's try this. So the distance from one camp to the panoramic view of the next camp is 0.12 miles. So all right, so we've got that, and so there's your approximate coordinates. You get there, zoom into there, you're going to see two panoramic views. Before you do the panoramic views, and basically it's like a little icon that means panagig or whatever it means, gigapan or whatever. It looks kind of like a thumbnail, but it says maybe G or P on it, I can't tell. And so when you hover over one, you see it's roving the Arctic. And when you do that, it says K-10 red, traversing a shallow creek next to base camp. Hans Utz, H-A-N-S-U-T-Z, Houghton Mars Project, 2007, author Hans Utz, all right? Fly into this ultra-high resolution panorama, okay? You're going to see that. We'll talk about it. You're not going to see it. You'll see it if you go there. We're going to talk about it. I'll describe it. The other one is Arctic Camp. And if you click on Arctic Camp, you'll see HMP Camp on Devon Island, Canada. So again, as to it being associated with Canada, there you go. Canada's cold and desolate already. Again, not much of these awesome cities in Canada. Our Canadian neighbors have a lot of things to be proud of, both in their incredible land and in their incredible cities. So I'm not trying to disrespect Canada in any way, shape, or form. Arctic Camp, author Lorenzo Flueckiger, Flueckiger, fly into this ultra-high resolution panorama. So again, I'm going to discuss that you can both see the rover and that you can see the various evidences of the camp being NASA-based. So we'll jump into this roving the Arctic, fly into this ultra-high resolution panorama. And when we do that, Google Earth does its little thing where it rotates around and zooms in. And you can use the controls to kind of, when it first shows the thing, it's the full 100% left or right. And of course, you can zoom in. And about the, if you will, from 0 to 100% or 0 to 100, if you want to go left or right, the you can see the rover, whatever this rover is about 65%, 58%, something like that, from left to right. So further to the right than the left, right? You zoom into it, and you can zoom just a little bit to the right further. You see the ridge and three people over there. And you can continue to zoom on that rover if you click it and or if you do the little controls, I think, that show up. And when you do zoom into the rover, you see that it's four wheels, and it is certainly a rover like a Mars rover, which you would expect. It's called Roving the Arctic. And as you zoom in further, then let me see if I can find, you have these controls here. On the right, they kind of hide. You can see the front edge of the rover. It's kind of coming at you three-fourths way, not straight on, about a quarter off. And you'll see that the area around it is very much like the, quote, Mars landscape, which is interesting, right? Very desolate, some flat areas that look kind of sandy and rocky, and then some actual, rocks. And you'll see then that at the front of this rover, you can, not that you can make it out per se, but you know that that's the image. The image is the NASA imagery. So let me see if I can zoom in further. Yeah, you can go in pretty far, but at that point it's kind of pixelated. But you can see it's the blue NASA symbol. And again, then, if you didn't know already, then you would recognize it by going over to the other panoramic view. So we're going to exit this photo. There's probably some other stuff on there. Remember, if you find anything like that, let me know, because I'm not going to zoom all the way in and look all the way around there. You can see that there are people around. Now, if we go into instead the base camp, which is just a little bit south, and I think I said, 0.12 miles, past the riverbed, past a nice little land feature so that it's hidden from where the Arctic rover is, and over by the base camp, you will see a bunch of roads. But of course, there are no roads or four-wheeler trails in between there that come over towards the rover, which is quite interesting, right? But we go into the base camp, and we fly into this ultra-high resolution panorama. And we can see on the nearby ridges some tents up on the nearby ridge. It's kind of overlooking, but maybe, I don't know why there's tents up over there. And then a main complex with kind of like a fairly remote base camp type of temporary structures, including maybe 9 or 10 structures. And this doesn't show a whole lot, because by the time you zoom, you still can't see a lot. It's kind of far away. Yeah, it's interesting that if you go, let me zoom back out here. If you go 100% out, you look on the ridge. Let me see if I'm centered up here. Look on the ridge at about 50%, right at 50%. There's a funky structure up there. I couldn't tell you exactly what that structure is, but it is, it's almost like a rock structure. It's a freestanding rock structure of some kind. So you got a main base camp that's kind of at the 30 to 45, percent of the way from left to right. Then you have some more vehicles and other things off to the right further that you don't get to zoom in on. But you see the main base structure But more interestingly, besides the Arctic camp, if you do exit photo and you drag your little fellow like you are, you know, in Google Street View, if there's a Google Street View, you know, if you drag the guy, the little streets light up. Well, it turns out that if you drag your guy, there's a little path that's right from the far east part of this camp and then goes a little further. I guess it's probably lucky if it's 120 feet or something. But if you jump on that Google Street View, you get some really nice views because it's just like the Google Street View camp. Cameras that go around your neighborhood. You know, if you wherever it stops and has a photo, you can go 360 down, up, and otherwise. You can see the four-wheelers that say have the NASA insignia on it. You can see the guys near the buildings, and their faces are obviously blurred out. And you can see some of the tracks in the background and such. You can see the temporary tents and the like. And you can also then see a yellow equipment Humvee, if you will, kind of a Humvee with a camper top on it that's also yellow. And behind it, a pink one. And so if you follow the path, one of these, if you follow the street, you get pretty close to the truck. And when you go close to the truck, you can read what it says, which is very interesting. And you can see insignia like the Mars Institute, the SETI Institute, ARR. I'm not sure what SFU is. You could maybe zoom in on that. You see Houghton-Mars Project, Houghton-Mars Project, CSA and NASA, Mars Institute, Northwest Passage Drive Expedition. So some of these, no doubt, are just sponsors. So they're not necessarily the deep, think tank type of organizations that are keeping the secrets, but they're also happy to be a part of that and get their money. So probably happy to sign non-disclosure agreements and the like. If you zoom in on this, and that didn't quite work. You can see some of the other deals, but CSA ASC, NASA. Let me see if I can zoom in on this any further. Maybe a GRP or a BRP. I can't quite see it. If you did Matt Tracker, maybe Matt Tracks. Can't exactly read that. Something Ref, Space Ref, or something like that, like REF, like reference maybe. So that yellow rover, yellow Humvee says Moon-1 Humvee Rover, which that's interesting. Another major site here, and you can't quite see, or rather sticker. Sponsor sticker, if you will, almost says AM capital and then general. And it might be that the C, which is kind of a sweeping symbol to the left, it looks like a sweeping symbol that then goes underneath the rest of it, like sweeps off to the left of the AM and then sweeps underneath to the right, like an underline. Maybe that's supposed to mean CAM general, like CAM general. I don't know. It has some more information there, but I can't quite read it. And then the pink Humvee behind it says Mars-1. So if we follow the little street view one further over, we can see some of the Mars-1 stuff. It also says maybe there's an MDA, there's a First Air, Mars-1 rover, Simon Fraser University, and the like. But certainly NASA is all over this, and this is confirmed. They have done, there's your confirmation right there. All you need to know, you can look at it further. I would be interested as what else you find if you do look at it further, as far as, you know, just other things that are in there. Here's the last view, or close to the last view, gives you a straight backward shot of the two. One is the rear of the pink SUV, and then they're faced in the opposite direction. And so the yellow one is the very front. So not much more to be seen there that I didn't already tell you as far as what's easily legible, Houghton Mars Project. So there we have a Mars project set up in Greenland, as though we needed to take a rover with wheels, maybe you've heard of them, to Greenland, desolate Greenland, to test it. So it might be that they just knew they could waste a lot of money. And so they got a chance to go to Greenland and do a bunch of bullshit. Or it's a nice cover story. And that land that looks a lot like Mars is actually where they did it. I mean, if you heard my last episode, I can tell you that, again, unless you are a conspiracy theorist and don't believe in the physics of gravity, if you don't believe in the physics of force overcoming gravity and force equals mass times acceleration, if you don't believe in that, if you're a conspiracy theorist and don't believe in two planetary bodies or really two bodies at all attracting each other in proportion to the product of their masses and disproportionately to the square of their distances, if you don't believe that, if you're a conspiracy theorist, then the proof that I show you is not evidence of anything. But if you believe in the laws of physics, then the proof I show you, I mentioned in that episode, I don't remember if I mentioned the other videos, but I mentioned Apollo 17 liftoff. Then if you believe in the laws of physics, then the only thing you can conclude, therefore, is that that particular footage was faked. Can I tell you the rest of it was fake? No, I can't tell you the rest of it is faked. But it does beg the question, of course, why did you fake some of it? And there are a variety of reasons. We're getting bored. It's Apollo 17. It's the last one. You know what? Let's give them a money shot. I mean, it's the last time the thing will be lifting off from the moon. Let's go ahead and say we can track it from the surface and give them a money shot of the rover. The last time we're leaving the moon. Yeah, you didn't build your shot very well. That's going up in a linear fashion. That's physically impossible. Unless you have an overwhelming rocket force where it appears to be linear. But there's no way you put an overwhelming rocket force on it, and let alone that you gave us the specs, and the specs clearly show that just like any rocket, it tries to escape the gravity of the planetary surface it's near. The body that's the celestial body surface that it's near. And so it can't escape it like it's just somebody walking away. It takes a little bit of time to gain the inertia to overcome the inertia and accelerate away from it. It doesn't just lift off in what looks, for all practical purposes, like a linear fashion. And since we have the technical specs, in fact, we know exactly what it's supposed to be. So just like that, do we know that it's all faked? No, but we sure can point out the circumstantial evidence and or in some cases saying, well, that was faked. And so this is one of those. It's like it really is circumstantial evidence. Like, why did you go to Greenland again? Because it seems like some of your motivation may have been that the landscape looks exact. I shouldn't say exactly. I don't know, I haven't compared it yet. But very, very similar to the desolate. Hey, there's some, you know, area this rover can wheel along in. It's kind of a flat, kind of a dirt, sandy type of an area. And then there's, you know, some rocks here and there off in the distance, as well as some, you know, rocky hills off in the distance. Looks exactly like that. That same type of desolateness. But no, I haven't compared the Mars rover footage to this. That would be very hard to compare because there's no Google Street View in the middle of desolate parts of Greenland. So anyway, interesting in the least. Why did we check to see if the rover worked way over in Greenland when you could have done it in Canada or the United States? Because you definitely did. You definitely took a rover and a Mars project complete with Humvees and four-wheelers and base camps all the way to Greenland. Why would you do that? Is there not similar type of landscape closer to civilization somewhere on Earth? Canada, second largest country on Earth. Maybe it's third. I don't recall now. U.S., no worse than the fifth largest country by geography on Earth. feeling that you could have gone out west in the United States somewhere? Why did you go to Greenland? Anyway, interesting at the very least, but certainly confirmed, straight up confirmed. A rover in Greenland? Yep. Go find it on Google Earth. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.